Hey, what's happening, my friends? Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's talk about Navy SEAL and combat veteran Jason Pike calling out Sean Strickland to a street fight. Now, Sean Strickland has ruffled some feathers in the SEAL community by posting a video basically stating that SEALs cannot hang with mixed martial arts fighters. And my interpretation was the training, the day in the life of a professional mixed martial artist, training-wise. The cardio and conditioning, the strength training, the sparring, the grappling. Jason Pike runs Frogman Tactical, awesome channel, has like a lot of tutorials on firearms, firearm and combat training, general thoughts of current events, just a great channel. I have so much respect and admiration for Navy SEALs and combat veterans. I just want to say that. So I'm going to try not to be disrespectful in this video because I don't mean any disrespect. But I have to be truthful. Your regular standard special forces or Navy SEAL would get absolutely annihilated in a street fight against a professional mixed martial artist. Doesn't even have to be a professional. Just a well-trained, experienced mixed martial artist. Hand-to-hand. Punches, knees, kicks, elbows. Grappling. No weapons. No knives. No guns. Hand-to-hand street fight. A SEAL is going to get crushed. So some of Jason's points, he touched on a few things. He said, like, for example, arm bars. Said something to the effect of he would bite his way out of an arm bar. You can pull ears. You can eye gouge. Rip people's faces off. Listen, that's not going to work. You're not going to get out of submissions by biting and scratching. You're just going to get snapped up. You're going to get snapped up and choked unconscious if you don't have the proper skill set, skills and ability, knowledge to counter submissions. Biting, scratching, and spinning is not going to do it. In fact, you're probably going to piss off the person applying the sub on you, and they're going to really torque it and really hurt you. So that's another point. Why is it that people think that when a mixed martial artist, a professional, is engaged in a street fight, they're going to follow a magical set of rules? Just because they follow rules in a professional setting, a contracted fight, doesn't mean they're going to follow rules in the street. So everything you could do underhanded, dirty, savage, they could do to you, but they have 20 times the fighting ability. Think about that. You would get abused worse. Now, I don't know if Jason Pike is somewhat trolling. He said something about Sean Strickland's clout chasing. I just think Sean Strickland's kind of crazy. He just kind of speaks his truths in his head. I'm not sure if it's clout chasing, but Jason calling out Sean Strickland for a street fight and having these out there thoughts that he could actually beat him in a hand-to-hand fight, I don't know what that is. Does he really mean what he's saying? I think Jason has to talk to Tim Kennedy. He has to talk to Jocko. And they'll probably kick him the real deal. They'll be like, please, don't do this. Don't fight Sean Strickland. As a matter of fact, don't even spar him. Because it's going to end terrible. Everything I'm saying, look, it's not really opinion. It's pretty much fact. Anyone that has extensively trained, of course, competed, knows that I'm speaking truths here. Strickland versus like a standard Navy SEAL in a hand-to-hand fight, barring some fluke thing happening, 99.9999% of the time, Sean Strickland is going to destroy that SEAL. Trust me, it's such a giant gap in like fighting ability, skill, body mechanics, knowledge, training. When it comes to inflicting damage and hurting people with your hands and feet, it's like not even a competition. It's not even close on any level. That's what these guys do every day. They fight and beat people up. Now, grand scheme of things, who's deadlier? Of course, a Navy SEAL, because they have weapons training, firearms, knives, explosives training. They have some hand-to-hand skill. In the grand scheme, big picture, I think Navy SEALs are more badass, no doubt. But they're not beating a professional mixed martial artist when it comes to like hands and feet. Sorry, just not going to happen. Now, as far as like the training, pretty confident Sean Strickland could do very well in the cardio and conditioning strength aspect as far as like SEAL training, minus the water. The water is like a niche thing. That's a specific skill set and training there. That'll probably give Sean Strickland issues. But professional mixed martial artists are some of the most impressive athletes on the planet as far as like cardio conditioning and strength overall. Total package. Can Jason Pike do mixed martial arts training? Yeah, I think he's in a struggle when talking about the interval training, the cardio and conditioning in that realm. Grappling, and striking have their own specific cardio. You kind of build it up as you do it. You can't be like a marathon runner or a cyclist or a superset person and think you have crazy great cardio and conditioning and endurance to just hop into like grappling or sparring. You're going to be like dead in the water within like 2 minutes or less. It's a specific conditioning. It's tough, man. It's tough, especially fight camps, training for a fight. It's brutal. You've had super high level professional athletes try MMA training and they say, hey, that's the hardest thing they've ever done. It's like no comparison. And we're talking about like NFL guys, for example, super athletes. But wrapping up, I don't want to keep ranting. In short, no, a standard Navy SEAL is not beating a professional mixed martial artist. They're not beating a competent mixed martial artist. Doesn't even have to be a professional. SEALs are definitely more badass than a mixed martial artist, that's for sure, overall. No argument there. Who makes more impact in the world in a positive sense, as far as like making a difference, risking it all? Of course, like a Navy SEAL. That's why I have like massive respect for them. Jason Pike is cool, really like him a lot, respect him a ton. Jason, please don't fight Sean Strickland. Please don't think you can do anything to him when it comes to like punches and kicks. I'd worry for Jason if he sparred Strickland. Anyway, guys, let me know in the comment section, what do you think about this? I try to be respectful, but I also had to state facts. But I want to read your thoughts. What do you think about Navy SEAL Jason Pike thinking he could beat Sean Strickland in a street fight? Would love to read your thoughts. Appreciate you for listening or watching. I'll catch you guys in the next segment. Until then, take care.